Shir Chof Aleph, Baba Basra, Tezayin Cheshvan, Hey Tov Shin Mem,
in the Nechosim of the Yom, and that's Nechosim Merubim. But and if I am the son of the Meres of Rubim, not of Shimei, so then that means that the Yom was not entitled to this head. So I should get back the head that Bezn assigned to him years ago. So here he's trying to collect the lesser, in other words, the head of the Nechosim of Rubei, that the Yom got several years ago, so he's trying to get it on the basis of admonishment. So it's on the basis of two times. So since it's on the basis of two times, we say, Kondine. Masha'im can hear, when it's not on the basis of the Sophic, and of the monarchy of two times, he's not Bo Machmas two times. So then, everybody agrees that we say other people. This is the Shita of the Rambam, and this is the Shita of these results. But Rashi agrees with the Baraboya. So Rashi says, Livishiko Yotzov, Nashlisha, the best Zak. So Taisa says, the Kashe, Uksas Koshe, the Inkein, Gambiraviz, Yetzi Zakai, Atefachache. So in other words, so Bonavshah, if we say that because of Kondine, so since, let's say, in Tishrei, so based in Pasfet, that he is not entitled to any reimbursement. So even in Tavis, when the other three, when the fourth Mechitzeh is also built, so then he cannot be entitled because, for the first three Mechitzes, because it's already Kondine, so even the Revis, until the last Tefach was built, so we should say, Yotzom is Bezn Zakai. So what do we see from this thesis? So from this thesis we see a big Chiddush. The thesis of Shita is that the halacha of Kondine, according to Rabbe, applies even to a case where no Dipsak Bezn was given. But the Baal HaMoreh says the Feiresh, that when do we say that he doesn't have to pay, he doesn't have to reimburse for the Vishayno Shliyo Shlishis, if let's say in Tishrei, when the three Mechitzes were built, so there was a Pesach Bezin that he doesn't have to pay. And then in Tavis, he calls it again to Bezin. So since there was a Pesach Din, so we say Kondine. So that's only Shayer if there was a Pesach Din. But in regard to the fourth one, there was no Pesach Din. So why does Tesis say Din Kei Gamberis Yitzhi Zakai Atev Chachay? So we see from Tesis that the halacha of Kondine applies without the Pesach Din. And this is not such a dumb question. Now, the Gemara in Yevamos there mentions the machlokes between Rabbe and and Rav Yirmiyah as to whether we say Kondine or Hodan. So Rabbe says Kondine, Rav Yirmiyah says Hodan. So then the Gemara says Leine betukte da'abne v'rabonon komitne. Itnal misho lachut nesayam v'yodro iderach sodeyu ad minoma yelo v'kzor. V'chachomim emrim v'itach lidera v'meyomono o yifra v'avir. In other words, if let's say, Shimon was the Pnimi, and Rubei and Reuven was the Chitzel. And in order to that Shimon should be able to reach, to enter his Sode, he must cross through Reuven's Sodes. And the Reuven had four Sodes surrounding Shimon's Sode. Now, he went to Levinas Hayam, so he certainly has to buy the right of way, otherwise he cannot trespass upon the fields of the Chitzel, the Pnimi. Cannot trespass upon the field of the Chitzel, unless he buys the right of way. Now, he went on this Ayam, and then he came back, and he doesn't know in which Sode of the Bisi the Pnimi. And then there is a Sode Chitzel here, and a Sode Chitzel here, and a Sode Chitzel here, and a Sode Chitzel here. So Shimon, when he comes back from Dines Hayam, he has to go through one of the Sodeis. He had the right of way, but no one knows whether the right of way was this Sode, or this Sode, or this Sode, or this Sode. So Admin says that he's entitled to take the shortest route. The shortest route. But he certainly has a right to a right of way. But the Rabbonim say no. They say Yifrach Lidera B'Meir Mon or Yifrach Bab. So Rabbinu Bol Rabbonim Shatuk Omer Admi. After all, he had that right. The question is whether he had that right through this Sode or through this Sode or through this Sode or through this Sode. So let him take the shortest route, the shortest path. So the Yifrach Rabbinu Omer Avoch Maaskin on Kei. כי שיקפו ארבו בני אדם ארבו רוחץ יוחד מי תמיד אדמי ואומר רובי בארבו דיוס המגיע אחד בו בארבו דיוס המגיע אחד כל הרבה מפליגים למות זה מה צריך לב if originally they were four חיציינים they were four חיציינים ובארבו דיוס המגיע אחד so or even originally there was one חיציינים But then there is Abo. There also became Chad. He could not believe the words of Matzah. Keep we get the Chad. They also became Abo. Abo. So in other words, originally they were four chitzim. And then so Shimon had a right of way in one of the Sodes Chitzimis, but he doesn't know in which Sod. Now. So Reuven bought all the Sodis Chitzeinim of the four Chitzeinim that surrounded Shimon Sod. So Kipri Yebichad Osem Kirabo Ad Minsova Omolei Mikol Mokim Dar Kidaboch. So Shimon can say to Reuven too, I don't know whether it's this Sode or that Sode or this Sode or this Sode, but it's one of your Sodis. So the Meir Mimonim Shach I have a right away. Rabboni Sabre, the Omale, Shaskes, Viloi, Madrane, Shtore, Vimoraiche, Vili Motzele, Ashtuye, Dine, Badaye. So, and Rabboni say, no, the Chimen cannot say, Mimonevshek, I have a right of way in one of your Sodis, because you have all the Sodis. So, because we can say, if you don't make a settlement with me, but to buy the right of way, so at a reasonable price, so then I'll return the shtores to the four original owners. And then each owner, you will be able to be matriyu. Maybe your right of way is in the other owner's field, and you won't be able to say, Mimonevsha. Now you can say Mimonevsha, because I own all the four sons. But if I give back all these Sodeis to the original owners, then you'll have to deal with four owners. And you won't be able to say to each individual owner, Mimonevshek. So the question is, what kind of a din is it? So Rishenim explained that it's based upon the aloha of Marboch Adish and Rishenim, called Schushet Olonyot. So, Leime Rababe Doma Kirabonon. So Rababe, so Gemara wanted to say that Rababe agrees with Rabbanon. Rabbi who says Komdin agrees with Rabbanon. So the Mele, true, right now, as against Shimon, as against Reuven, Shimon has a Mimonevshek, to a right of way, in one of the four Sodeis owned by Reuven, but since before before the four owners sold all the four sons to Reuven. So Shimon was not entitled to the right of way, because he doesn't know in which son he had the right of way. So the male, it's called Dine. So that Dine had already been decided that he has no right of way. Oh, and the Rabbonon say, Hodo Dine. So, I mean, the Rabbonon say, Kom Dine. And the admin says, Hodo Dine. The Rabbi Yom Yedom HaKadme, Omo Lachavade. I'm not down with Afil HaKadme. In other words, that even Admeil can say Komdine. But the reason as to why Admeil says that he has a right of way, and we don't say that in view of the fact that as against the original owners, he wouldn't be able to get a right of way. So the melee, it's already established that he doesn't have a right of way, even as against the ultimate owner of all the four Sodeis. Atkan kamarad min osom, eloshim yom alei, mimonevshech. Mimonevshech. Di da ki chad davachu. Abel hoche, mi ikel imeima, hoche. So, vi revir mi yom aloch, ano da amra afil rabono. Atkan mitam rabono osom, eloshim yom alei, mishaske shaskes. Vi loi, madrai nishtore lo mreiche, vloi mozis rishtamu yedile badaye. Abel hoche, mi ikel imeima, hoche. So the Gemara says that it's not, we don't have to say that the machlekes between Admin and the Rabbonon is in the machlekes of Komdine and Olodine. But the question is this. From this Gemara, it appears, that even without Ipsardin rendered by this, Bishleime in the case of Sofikot Neyom, so there were two dintors. Originally there was a dintor between the Sofik and New York, and then passed. Now there is another dintor between the Sofik and the Bneyom. So we say Komdine, as the Balaam says. Mashiach can hear. So originally there were four owners, and then there was no conflict, because as long as the Pnimi had not gone to Dines Hayam for a number of years, so the Pnimi knew very well in which Sode he had the right of way. But he was in Dines Hayam for 10 years, then when he came back he forgot. In the meantime, in the 10 years, so the ownership changed from four owners in four different fields to one owner. But there was no Psagdin that passed it. There is no psagdin to the effect that the Pnimi is not entitled to any right of way in any of the Sodach Hetzedias, because the Pnimi was there's a young all the years. So we see still the Gemara tries to apply the halacha of Komdine. To a case where there was no psak being rendered. Why? Because even though actually there was no psak being rendered, that the Pnimi is not entitled to a right of way in any of the Sodeis HaChetzedias. But suppose this Pnimi, Shimon, had come back from Dines Hayam a few years earlier, while the four Sodeis were possessed by four different owners. And at that time, heavy cold, them to a dintor, what would Besdin pass him? That he's not entitled to right away. Because at that time, each owner of Yisrael HaChetzeni was able to be matche, the Pnimi, to the other side. But actually, there was no psalm. But potentially, there could have been a psalm. And there is no doubt what the Psagdin would have been. Besdin certainly would have passed it. If, let's say, the Pnimi had called, let's say 5 years ago, had called while the four Sodeis HaChetzedias had been in the possession of four different owners, if the Pnimi 5 years ago had called the four owners of the Sodeis HaChetzedias to it in Torah, so then Besdin would have passed it. That the Pnimi is not entitled to a right of way in any one of the Sodeis HaChetzedias. So the mainly it's considered as seeing the heavens of Pesach, because we all know what the nature of the Pesach would have been. So it appears from this Gemara, that the one who says Kompine, so it's not necessarily based upon Pesach Din, an extra Pesach Din. However, the Baramoya here says that when does Chia Barab say that he doesn't have to reimburse, that the Niket does not have to reimburse the Makib for the Rishaino Shneo Ishlishis only if in Tishra there was a Pesach Din, but if in Tishra there had been no Pesach Din, so then, and he only calls into the Torah after the fourth wall is built, so then Chia Barab would also be made that the Nikev is obligated to reimburse the Maki for the Shein Oshin Oshishis. So isn't it contrary to that Gemara? So the Nebuchadnezzar and the Rosh, they both say in the Vomes that even though from this Gemara it appears in connection with that if we do say Kom Dine, so then we say Kom Dine even without an actual Psak being rendered, as long as we know what the Psak would have been had the Pnimi called the Ritzeni before they sold to one owner to obey the four Sodeis. So the melee we still apply the halacha of Kom Dine, even though there was no actual Psak Din. Mashenke, in the case of Sofik of Neyovim, so even Rababe wouldn't say Kom Dine unless there was an actual Psak Din. So Yosef says there is a difference between the case of Sofik of Neyovim and the case of Mishorah and Dinesayar. Because in the case of Sofik of Neyovim, so there, so the only reason as to why the Yom got a head was on the basis of Momenamu to be Sofik Chil. So that's based upon the Kiyam Bezin. In other words, if there is a Sofik, so Bezin makes it sure. So Mele, in such a case, we can only say Kom Dine if there was an actual settlement made by Bezin. Actually, the whole halacha of Mumna Mutu Misof Techilt is a settlement. But this is the kind of settlement that does not require the consent of the parties. But it's a pshore. It's a pshore imposed by Bezin upon the validity without the consent. But it's not that at that time, when Bezin passed it, when the original Dintorah took place between the Sofik and the Yom, so then Bezin passed it that half of the estate of the Ochiv HaMes should go to the Sofik and half should go to the Yom. So why did Bezin pass it that the half goes to the Yom? Why? Because Bezin knew that it goes to the Yom. Bezin didn't know. Either the whole estate belonged to the Sofi or the whole estate belonged to the Yom. And that is certainly not in accordance with the facts, because what was the Sofi? The Sofi was whether the Sofi was the son of Uvei or the Sofi was the son of Shimon. So Monashia, if the Sofi was the son of, was Ibn Tes Levishen, Ibn Tes Levishen, so the Melee, there was no Yibn, and he was Evi, and the Yom, the soul called Yom, was an Evi, and Issachore, so Vishesach. So the Melee, who has to Yarsh, who has to inherit the Nechosi of the Mes, of the Ochiv HaMes? The son. So the whole estate should have gone to this so-called Sofik. And if the so-called Sofik happens to be a Ben Zion Shady, so Mimela that means that he was a Yom Albanim, and he was Mekayim Mitzvah Shim, and the Aloch is that the Ocham Yam, he inherits the Nechosim of the Ocham Es, so then all the Nechosim should go to the Yom. So in other words, this Chluke was certainly not in accordance with the facts, but there is Aloch of Mon Namut Mitzvah Chelti. So when can we say Kom Dine only when there was an actual Pesach Din? So then he acquires title. So the Yogin already acquired title in heaven Mechosi. Even if it's contrary to the objective facts, he still acquired title on the basis of the Psandin, the Pshore, by Bezel. But if there was no Psandin, how can we say Komdine? Masha'inkin in the case of Admin and the Chachomi. So there, suppose the Pnimi had come back from Medina Sayyar 5 years ago, and then he would have called while the four Sonis Achitzelius were in the possession of four different individuals, and he had called them to Ibn Torah. So there is no doubt that Besdin would have rendered the Psalm that the Pnimi is not entitled to any right of way. So Memele, so by virtue of the fact that potentially he was entitled to such a Psalm, had he come back from Medina Sayyam 5 years ago, so it's considered that the deen was already established then. But in the case of something from the Yom, so without an actual Psak deen, he couldn't get title to have of the Chosi, because we don't know who inherits the Chosi, whether the Yom or the Zon. I mean, that seems to be a very simple text. So it follows, so then now the question arises against the Balamoyer. The Balamoyer, in connection with this case of Amakir's Havirim Shomsh Chesu, Yeshen Yoshin Yoshishis. So he says that when does Chia Barach say that that the Mikir doesn't have to reimburse the Makir for the Chitza Yeshen Yoshin Yoshishis, only if in Tishre there was a Psagdin. But if in Tishre there hadn't been any Psagdin, so then he wouldn't. Chia Barach would be made that he has to pay for reimburse for Mishenoshinoshinoshis. But we see from this Gemara that even without an actual Psagdin, as long as one was potentially entitled to a certain Psagdin, not on the basis of a settlement imposed by Bezdin. So then, even without the actual Psagdin, we say Komdine. So Mele, so Tesis Kashi against the Balamoya is a very strong Kashi. Seems to be a very strong Kashi. So we have to say now, the Tesis Chavmi Kamoye, and the Romes. So there he says on this Gemara, Reviyomie Omar Hodadin, Mashma Lechere, Midikoma, Liposa, Lipomet Yom, Minichse Misne. Homi kam de pomit mir gesehen ist ne die kula alme omal monesh du ishay khoy mei ma kom dine kib du i pomit bin ich actually he says how do we know I mean he says the rosh that vis-a-vis the case of sofi kub ne yom. So when does Rababe say Komdine only if there was actually a chluke made by Bezdin? But if no dintera had been held before, so then we wouldn't say Komdine. Why? So how are the Ridaikta Ridaik? After all, maybe just as in regard to the case of Admin and the Rabbonon. So even without an actual psalm, as long as they were entitled to a certain psalm, so it's considered as a psalm had been rendered, maybe over there too, but the Rosh Nagmore implies that. The Rosh Nagmore says as follows, Liposa, the poet, Yom, Nirse Misne, Bnei Yom Amre, Aiser Ayed Achuner. So it's the Rosh Nagmore of Liposa, the poet, Yom, Nirse Misne. We both are the poet Yom in the Yisrael. So why does the Gemara emphasize the both are the poet Yom? Even not we both are the poet Yom. So this Roshan implies that only if an actual chluke had been made first between the Sofik and the Yom. And then, sometimes later, the Yom died and there is a Torah between the Sofik and the Yom. So then we say from, so from Roshan. So he says, Mashva lechere, in the corner, we post up the poem, Yogin bin ich sie misle, hobi kamen ich hobi bin ich sie misle, wie kol aum ne omala, moribsha, wo ich scheich le neima akom dine, kibin du ich hobi bin ich sie, und miu betrugte der Atem Rabonon, ich kele june behob ihn sie, do ich kom dine baadaye, baki hoche, omgo Rabonon, kom dine. So he says, umiu betrugte der Atem Rabonon, ich kele june behob ihn sie. But from the Gemara of Admin Rabbonon, it's mashma that even without an actual psak din, so Rababe would say, come on. Now, so we see that the Tesis Chabri Kamoye considers that there is an equation between the case of Sofik of Neyom and the case of Misholach Nesayam Bovu Hider Sodei. So in other words, if we say that in the case of Sofik of Neyom, that only when an actual Psak Din had been rendered, we applied our Loche of Kom Dineh. But if an actual Psak Din had not been rendered, but we know what the Psak Din would have been, so that's not enough to apply the Loche of Kom Dineh. So the same thing should apply in the case of Hikifu, of Hikifu Figua Abov Neodom Abaluchis. And then the four of Neodom turned over all the Sundays to one person. So it appears from this Chadmi Kamoye that he holds that there is an equation. Not like the Mikiese and the Rosh who distinguish the case of Admin from the case of Sofik of Neyom. So mainly it's possible if we say, like the Shem, that there is an equation, so it's possible that the Balaam Moyer, now the Balaam Moyer himself, in Yivomes, he says that in the Maskole of the Gemore, the Machlokes between Admin and Rabbonon is not on the question of whether we say Kodin or Admin. Because the Gemara is Matche, and the Gemara says, Omer Chavabe, Ano Damra Afil Tadmi, Ad Kali Komar Admin Hosom, and Mishilom Alei Mimon Epshech, Dalki Chav Gavochu, Abel Hoche Mikil Mei Maroch, the Rabbi Yom Aloch, Ano Damra Afil Rabonon, Ad Kali Kamar Abon Hosom, Mishilom Alei Ishas Kishas. So there is a machlokes between the Rif and the Balaam Moyer Yivonis. The Rif says that what Gemara says is only derech tchiya ba'alma, but alimid emes, the machlokes between Admin and Rabbonon is really on the question as to whether we say kom din or adam. But the Ramoya says no, it's not derech tchiya ba'alma. That according to maskon of Gemara, this machlokes between Admin and Rabbonon has nothing to do with the shaila of kom din or adam. So in Meile we can say the Balaam Moyer Mishito say, true, it's only the Havamin of the Gemara. The Havamin of the Gemara assumed that the machlokes between Admin and Rabbonon is on the question of Komdin and Hodadine. So in order to explain the machlokes between Admin and the Rabbonon, so the Gemara was forced to say that the Aloche of Komdune applies even to a case where no actual Psagdin was rendered. As long as we know what the Psak Din would have been, had it been rendered. So the Gemara was, so in the Havami, the Gemara was forced to assume that even in the case of Sofik of Neyom, so Rav Abba would say, Kom Dine, even if no chukah had been made between the Sofik and Neyom, let's say years before. But then, when the Gemara is match, and the Gemara says that the machleket between Admin and Rabbonon is another question, not on the question of kom din or hod din, so mainly we have no hechdech to apply the aloche of kom din to a case where an actual psak din was not rendered. So mainly, and that's the reason as to why the Gemara mentions in connection with the case of Sofik of Neyodim that libosa bepolit yobim b'nichzim isne bnei, so libosa bepolit yobim b'nichzim isne, because this the Gemara mentions it Because the maskone of the Gemara is that the machlekes between Avi and Rabbono is not on the question of kumdine or hadine. So mimele, we are not forced to apply the din of kumdine even to a case where an actual psak din was not rendered. So mimele, so it's more reasonable to assume that the halacha of kumdine applies only to a case where an actual psak din was rendered. That's why the Baal HaMoreh says, that the time of Chiyah Bara, that for Shein or Shmi or Shlishis, the Nikef is not Mechuyev to reimburse the Maki, is on the basis of Kondim. Is on the basis of Kondim. And this apparently agrees with the Shite of the Mukiyesi and the Rosh. So who hold that even according to Maskone of the Gemara, so the halacha of Kondine as such applies even to a case where an actual psak din was not rendered, as long as we know what the psak din would have been had the Torah been held. But only in the case of Sofik of Neyom, because there the psak din was based upon the halacha of Pshore. So Mele, even if Juk Sagdin is held, so then the Yom acquires title in half of the estate of the mess. But if an actual Sagdin had not been held, so how could he acquire title? When Al Pedin, the whole estate either belongs completely 100% to the Safiq, or it belongs 100% to the Yom. So in other words, so that means that the Baal HaMoreh is Lishitos. That's why he applies the halacha of Komdine only to a case where an actual psak din was given. Alright. Now, Runye Akhe Rabine Ma'al Barachesk. So Runye surrounded Rabine on all the four sides. Omale, Hadmi Kemodi Gadol. Lo Yoyre. So in other words, he built mechitzes. So Runye was the Nikev, and Rabine was the Maki. Runye was the Pnimi, and Rabine was the Chitzei. And he built mechitzes on all the four sides. Omali, Havli, so Rabine said to Runye, Havli Kmodi Gadle. In other words, according to Rabbi Yisi, and according to Rabune, the Tachel of Ma, Shigoda, Vashigoda, Lo Yoyway, Runye refused to give reimbursement. So then Rabine said to Runye, Havu if we come to say, Lo Yoyway. So then he tried to reach a settlement with him. Havu Adamita Huse, Lo Yoyway. Yemechad, Havu Kogoda Dikwe. So Runye was gathering dates. Omale, he says, Rabine deliberately, I mean, he didn't mean it, but he just, to test Runye, he said to the Oris, Omale, he says, Rabine said to the Oris, Zil shkeu minei kibure daim. So he said that he should, so Rabine deliberately told his Oris that he should pick up a cluster of dates. So the Oris of Rabine tried to take a cluster of dates on Bikore. So Runye started to scream at the Oris of Rabine. Amalei, so Rabine said to Runye, Oris Gaitor, Diminach Michaloch. You see, you just indicated that you are very sensitive to any, even to a few dates that are being taken away, that somebody tries to take away from you. So in other words, they chose that you want that it should be protected, that your field should be protected. Because if you haven't cared a bit as to whether it would be protected against trespassers and against robbers and against anyone, so then you wouldn't have minded if my Oris would try to pick up a few dates from your Sodeh. So go back to Minach Nicholas. Suppose not a person, but just a goat. Don't you need protection against goats? So in Mele, this mechitzes that I will give you protection. Omalei Isabelme Lava Wimbayo, the Bach changes the gears. Not that there is any significance there. Lachmibai says, Lav Mimcha, Tevas Lav Mimcha. But you can see in the Ramah, in the Yad Ramah, that he was here as the way it appears here. Omalei Izeba, Omalei Izeba, Ome, Lav Lachmibai. Now, again, the Tupshotim, in the meaning, in the term Achuye or the Mecha. One Rashi's pshat is that Lachmuye the Mecha means to scream at. And Hamas says that the meaning of Lachmuye and the Mecha is to withhold from. So he says, Omale, is it Alme, Lav Lachmuye Baye? In other words, so Huye said, and in respect to goats, so Lavla Huye Baye, so in other words, so they beat me up. In other words, that answers the difficulty that the Bach had, because the Bach assumed that it'd be a chusi. So in the Mele, he said, Teva Slav Nimcha. So in other words, you have to begin as Izebaume Lachruye Bai. So in other words, the Izebaume, so all you have to do is to prevent the easy from eating up the dates, is to scream at them, or to withhold it from them. To withhold it from them. But the Ramah is given as Slav Lachruye Bai, but not in the Chuse, but pick me up, Slav Lachruye Bai. So, and he's about me, respect the goats. So, isn't it that with screaming, it can be stopped, or it can be withheld? So, Omalei, the Roy Gabre, so Rabbina said to Unye, the Roy Gabre boy is the Mikhoro. But who will scream if you don't hire a Shemia, or if you don't set up a wall to prevent him from coming? So even if you don't have a walls, but you have to lochlapoches engage a shemer, someone to scream at anyone who wants to eat up the dates or to trespass upon the field. So the male, in other words, so you won't end it. Also we come in the hobe, omale zil paise de maida fais. Vimoi damino dine kirabune alit rabis. So that means that the aloha is like rabis. But since Rabine offered to make a settlement, so he told him, all right, you make a settlement. But if you refuse, if you ask stubborn, and you refuse to make a settlement, then he'll be able to collect the whole thing, half of the expenses involved in building these villages. All right. Runye Zobinare Amitzre de Rabine. Runye bought a piece of land on the border of Rabin. So Rabin is looking, Mishudin de Bametzre, because there is a loche that Gemor in Amkabeo, in Gomitzia discusses at great length, there is a loche of the schus of the Bametzre. In other words, let's say, suppose Rubin has a field here, and then Shimon has a field here. Then Shimon decides to sell this field. And then he has a customer, Levi. Levi is willing to buy this field. And Rubin says, why should you sell it to Levi? I already have one field that borders upon your field. So I want to buy it. Why sell it to a stranger? So that comes with me, Vasisa Yoshavati. In other words, since he's a Bametzre, so he has priority, he has a Schutz Gdim. So he is entitled to buy it as against anybody else. That is Schutz of a Bametzre. So, Runye Zobinara Mitzre de Rabine. So Runye bought a sode from someone, from the owner, and the border of Rabin. So Rabin is looking for the Bametzre. He wanted to be Misalki. And he was entitled to Alpidi, because the source of Bametzre. Omer Rav Satre, Rav Yabel Rabine, Amre Inche, Abol Itzlo, Abol Itzlo. Now there are all kinds of shot. Now let's see the Rashi. Anisha Maiti, Tzalo Ratzon, Oni, Vitzalo Ratzon Oshi. So Tzalo, so the first is Vitzalo. and the second one is Tzalele with two lamets. So Tzale means a poor shoemaker, and Tzalele is a rich shoemaker. V'kachomoy. So Rav Sapre said to Rabine, he should let Unye Kikore Srichen with Atomoni, with Macholis basis Lye, Kmoishet Srichen Roshi. Vizeronu, Vizorik, we are sorry with Parmiso, with Panoso, who Kishay, Shatoemele, Salik Molai, Vivide de Bametre, and Shimasisa Yoshavate, Kahani Emeloch, I say Yoshavate, Ron is it. The out is okay. So he says, because the poor man needs as much money for food expenses as the rich man. In other words, Rabinia was relatively rich and Unye was relatively poor. So Rav Safra told Rabinia, let the poor man, Unye, keep the field. Even though you have his schus of the metzre, but you are rich, he's poor. So this is Kashi against Rashi is in Rachmi Medin. I mean, there is no difference between a poor man and a rich man. I mean, so if the deal is that the poor man has to pay, so that's the passing, the poor man has to pay. We cannot say, well, the Tibeya is a millionaire and the Litva is a poor man, is a pauper. It's the same halacha. So what kind of a psak din did Rav Safra give? Now Rashi himself, now let's see what Rashi says. V'yeshli gamge. The way you call it Tzale. So according to that pshat, Tzale has reference to the shoemaker. And he says, no, Tzale doesn't mean the shoemaker. It means the high. The way you call it Tzale, 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 Dargesh, a couch, means Dargesh is a couch made out of leather. So we see that the Tzale means leather. It doesn't mean a shoemaker. Veimer ani huye ratzonu. V'neisei neirei slav doni. Now, here there is a collection. Ratzonu. V'lekeach eireis. V'neisei neirei slav doni. V'neisei neirei slav doni. V'asis mehen manalim v'mechom v'shu. V'kach omer Rav Safra l'rabine. Heroni zeh schori miwet. Shu tzorich litin schar harbe slav doni. In other words, the profits of Unye is very little. It's only pennies. It consists of pennies. Because he has to pay a good price for the so has to pay a good price to the one to the Abdul. So he makes only very little profit. So, behind Now, then he says, we nire, so the Marshal points out that we nire, that's not Rashi, that's a certain Agoy. So, this is the end of Rashi's Pshat. So, Rashi mentions one Pshat and another Pshat, but there is no significance in the two different pshatim, because it's only in connection with the meaning of the word tzale tzale. So according to the first pshat, tzale tzale have reference to shoemakers. According to the second pshat, they have reference to the high to leather. But the pshat is the same, as longness wise. So it's the same kind of pshat. In other words, according to the first pshat in Rashi and according to the second pshat in Rashi. According to the first pshat in Rashi and according to the second pshat in Rashi, so Rav Safra told Rabine that on account of the fact that Unye is a relatively poor man, whereas he is a relatively rich man, so Mele he shouldn't insist upon the schus of Amitz. So that's the Kashi against Rashi, in Rachman Bidin, but actually it's not difficult at all. Now, there is a halacha, the Gemara in Bo Metzia, that Lama, it says, V'idaitolem is haderech ha-shayilchum. So, ha-shayilchum. So, V'idaitolem, the Mishayel, es haderech, so es a derech zu 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 kvure then the Gemara learns out and various mitzvahs and so that was derech hashelil chubo so zu mifni misho azalim so in other words there is a chiyuv of mifni misho azalim now so the Gemara in Bomtzir da Flame mentions the halacha of mifni misho azalim in connection So maybe he was misyayish in spite of the simen, because he anticipated that an akum would pick it up and then he'll never get it. But it turned out that the Yisroel picked it up. And then the one who lost the aveide, so gives him money. So we know that it belonged to him. But he was misyayish. So al pidin, it belongs to him. But mitzad lifnim yishor hadin, since he knows that it belongs to a certain person because he gives him money, So he's mechuyev to return. So the Lashon HaRambam is, the Lashon HaRambam is, אם תלכי דאו את ברזיל מהבית, הלוך זי. So he says, כוי יובי בעיר עקו, ללמוד של בוקר מן עיר, שחיל המצויים שם ישראל חי לאחס. אבו ללמוד של מסעתי ופלטי, שעקו מצויים שם תומי, בפלמוקים של אבו מצויים שם, הרי המציא ישראל. ואפילו בוי ישראל ולוסה סימנר, שהאליסייה ישננו, כשנוף ממנו, שהוא מפני שאין רק ומוד, אף על פי שהוא שואל. הורי צלילה בדרך הכיב היושב, ואיסה לפני משום הסבים, מה זה לסביר לישראל, כשהגיתי לסימנה. So according to the Rambam, it's only in the success. If somebody wants to follow up with Nimi Shor Sadin, so he should do it. But it's not obligatory. It's not a chayim. It's not a chayim. So in other words, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. If Nimi Shor Sadin is a mitzvah kiyumis. It's not a mitzvah kiyumis. That's the Rambam Shite. But there are many Rishayim who are chayim. And the Balamot, and there are more pastors like the other Rishayim who are chayim in the Rambam. The Mordechai and the Agoy Yismaimen, they all mention the name of the Rav Yor, that Lifni Mishor Sadin manifests itself in three different situations. One situation, whenever there is an example of Lifni Mishor Sadin, here is one example. In other words, somebody picked up an Aveda that has a Simen, and he knows who the owner is, but we also know that the owner was Misyaj. So out of the inn he was Zeichel. But with Sadiqim Mishor Sadin, he has to restore it to the owner. So there are three different situations. One situation is when the one who lost it is a poor man, and the finder is a rich man. So then, it's obligatory. Not only is it obligatory, but makin is actually it's an option. Just that we have a loche. That if somebody refuses to put on film or to sit in the sukkah, so it's makin is ashtetz nafshe. So here there is a mitzvah of lifni mishor sadin as asher yasun zu lifni mishor sadin. So it's a mitzvah like any other mitzvah. So there is clear. If the loser is a poor man and the finder is a rich man, so it's obligatory upon the finder to return it to the loser. And if he doesn't want best escaping, Makas is an action. That's one situation. The other situation is where both are rich or both are poor. So then it's obligatory. But Kriya there isn't. Kriya there isn't. And then the Rav Yah says there is a third situation when the loser is a rich man and the finder is a poor man. So then he's not in the chuyev. I mean, all this is only shayach in connection with Nimi Shor Sadin. In connection with Din, it's not shayach. Yeah, I mean, it's not shayach. A difference, rich man, poor man, what difference does it make? But if it's not a question of schus, but just of mitzvahs, so then there is not a minute between a rich man and a poor man. Anyway, and there are more customs like that. Like the Rabbi. So, Rashi, Chumash, here the Gemara learns out the whole halacha of the Lifni Mishor Sadin from the Pasuk of Vidaito and Min Yisrei. Vidaito and Mesaderech Hashayel Chubo, Vesamase Hashayasu. Hashayasu is the Lifni Mishor Sadin. That's Rashi, that's Gemara in Bobitzin Lafama. But Rashi and Chumash, and the Pasuk in Aschama, Vosiso Hayosho Vatein, Rashi says, Zup Shoreg Lifni Mishor Sadin. That's what Rashi says. But here the Gemara learns it out from Esamase Hashayasu. So why do we have to resort to a Yalpuse of Esamase Hashayasu when it's implicit in the Posik of Vosiso Hayosho Vatein? So that's not, that doesn't present any Kashi against Rashi. Because if not for the Droshe, for the Posik, of Vidaitim Saderech HaShayilchbo V'samasa HaShayasun, I wouldn't know that Lifni Mishor Sadin comes within the scope of Yoshua. I would say, what comes with Yom Shabbatei? Something that is legally enforceable. That comes with the Yom Shabbatei. But just to do chesed, something that is not legally enforceable, does not come within what is a Yom Shabbatei. So now that we have the drosh, or we die from the Sadarach, Asher Yilchbo, Vesamas, Asher Yasun, and Asher Yasun, is a proof for us. Why does the Torah have to say Vesamas, Asher Yasun? We die from Sadarach, Asher Yilchbo, Vesamas. What is Asher Yasun? So Asher Yasun is Malbe, with me, Mishor Sadin. So in other words, we have two categories of Din. With me, Mishor Sadin is also Din. But we have one category of Din, Din Mamesh, and we have another category of Lifnim Yishor Sadin. So Memele, since there is a Loch of Lifnim Yishor Sadin, so Memele, we now we understand that the scope of Yoshua Tei is much larger than it would be had there not been the Loch of Lifnim Yishor Sadin. So, but since there is the Alfuse of Vesavasa Shayasu, that includes even with Yishor Sadin, so melee comes within the scope of Sisa Yoshua Tei. But anyway, Rashi says so explicitly that Yoshua Tei is Shorem with Yishor Sadin. So melee, now we have to understand the three situations. So we understand the difference between a case where it's obligatory, it's not obligatory. That we understand. That the case where the loser, the loser is a rich man, and the finder is a poor man. So then, the loser is a poor man, and the finder is a rich man. So then, there is an obligation of lifnim yishor hadin. And if it's just the other way, if the loser is a rich man and the finder poor man, there is no obligation. That we understand. But Rav Yo mentions three situations. So in other words, if the loser is a rich man and the finder is a poor man, so then if the loser is a rich man and the finder is a poor man. I'm sorry. If the loser is a poor man and the finder is a rich man, then it's obligatory and there is fear. There is fear. But if both are rich, both are poor, it's obligatory, it's a mitzvah that I say, but clear there isn't. Clear there isn't. So why isn't there clear? If it's obligatory, we're like, oh, why shouldn't there be clear? The answer is, Vosiso, since Rashi says that Vosiso, Hayoshua Tei implies a mitzvah of Lifnim Yishor Hadin, and we see that the whole din of Bar Mitzvah is deduced from Vosiso Hayoshua Tei. Bar Mitzvah is not just mitzvah, Bar Mitzvah is chusi. Bar Mitzvah is chusi. So we see that Vosiso Hayoshua Tei itself has two aspects. There is one aspect of Vosiso Hayoshua Tei which involves his schools, illegal schools. And there is another, like Bar Mitzvah, that's his schools. Let's say, suppose the one who is, let's say, Reuven has a son here, and Shimon has his other here, and then Shimon decides to sell it to Levi, or he sold it to Levi. And then Reuven wants to buy it, because he's a Bar Mitzvah. Suppose Levi is a Chalash, he's potter of mitzvahs. Levi is a Chalash, he's potter of mitzvahs. So we wouldn't say that Reuven is not entitled to buy that sodeh that Levi bought from Shimon to buy it from him, because he's potter of the mitzvah of Sisa Yoshua Tei, because Bar Mitzvah is a schus. So true, Levi is a cheresh. So he's cheresh is not a potter of mitzvahs. So he's not mechuyev in the mitzvah of Sisa Yoshua Tei towards Reuven, the Bar Mitzvah. But Bar Mitzvah is a schus. So we see that Sisa Yoshua Tei has an aspect of Sfusim, and it has an aspect of Mitzvah. Now, so the Rav Yoh says that if the loser is a poor man, and the finder is a rich man, if the loser is a poor man and the finder is a rich man, so then there is no mitzvah or society altogether. If the loser is a rich man and the finder, if the loser is a poor man and the finder is a rich man, so then the loser acquires his schus, has his schus. So the mail is clear. But if both are rich, or both are poor, so then he doesn't acquire any schus, but there is still a mitzvah of a sisay yoshvatei. So then the mitzvah of a sisay yoshvatei is like the mitzvah of achor achok mecho. There is no clear and mitzvahs of midas. There is no clear. But if it involves a schus, then there is clear, because it involves a schus. So if the loser is a poor man, and the finder is a rich man, then it comes within the posik of a sisa yoshua teiv, in the same way as the aloha of Bametzre comes within the posik of a sisa yoshua teiv. So it's a schutz. So maybe there is clear. But if both are rich, both are poor, there is a chiyuv, so it's a mitzvah. Like v'achto erachum kamecho, like v'achto bidrochom, ma'hu achum, ma'fatei erachum. There is no kriya on the mitzvah of ma'hu achum, ma'fatei erachum, if somebody is an alazor, basically cannot force him to become rach. It's a mitzvah that I say, but on mitzvahs of mides, there is no kriya. There is no kriya. And few yes, because it's not a mitzvah of mides. So if both are rich, both are poor, so it's a mitzvah. So then it also comes within the obligation, the mitzvah. The mitzvah yubi is of a sisay yoshvatei. But it's only a mitzvah, it doesn't involve any schusim. So maybe there is no kriya. And if the loser is poor, and if the loser is rich and the finder is poor, so then there isn't even a mitzvah. Then there is none. So anyway, so we see from this that the halacha of a sisay yoshvatei sometimes involves schusim and sometimes does not involve schusim. But the halacha of bar mitzre is implicit in the posik of sisay yoshvatei. So that's the shita of Rashi. Rashi says, of course, in rachmi b'din, but where the schus, like the schus of bar mitzre. So the schus of bar mitzre is implicit in the same posik in which Rifnimi Shoras Adin is implicit. But it implies his schus. But since it's included in the same posik as the posik that implies the whole chayv of Rifnimi Shoras Adin, and in regard to Rifnimi Shoras Adin, the Rav Yoh distinguishes between the poor man and the rich man, so that's why Rav Safra said to Rabine, so, avol itzlo, avol itzlole. Of course, if it had been a question of mazik, so if somebody would be a mazik, so he wouldn't say that if the mazik is a poor man and the nizik is a rich man, so the mayor, there is no chiyuv to pay. That we wouldn't say, because the chiyuv of mazik is not based upon vosisa yoshevatei. Masheikin the schus of bametzre, truly it is a schus. But it's based upon the posik of Asisa Yoshevatei. So in the melee there is a difference between a poor man and a rich man. That's the Shitah. And that's not difficult. Now, Virini Re, and that's Agoye, Dalit Litzlo, Dalit Kikoyes, Tzorech Le'abdo, Oni, Vidalit Litzlo, it became Dalit Tzirchabdo, Oshi, Umoshov, Kineget Rumi, Shoyo Lisode Achaz, Bisechsode Shorabine, Kidoma Ukiblir, the Rabbina Akim Marabo Chesov, the Akshov Konri Sode, it's a Mitzah Rabbin, Umatzik Sode Rabbin and Bisode Iso, the Omer Rafsaf from the Rabbin, Sheyaze Ayosha Vatei, Loniach Lirunye, Oiso, the Akshov Lir Rishnai, Shekmoy Shetzor Shmir and Shnei Sode Is, Tzor Dam Kilecho, Umichamud Vori Mitzia Sayachov Mirubi Kitzia Shnai, Vinim Tzorunya Mistake. In other words, now this pshat, which according to Marshal is Agoye, is not the same pshat as Thesis pshat. It looks like Thesis pshat, but it's not like Thesis pshat. We'll soon see Thesis pshat. So in other words, the Agoye's pshat is that Rabbeinu Herzogens Chitzeyes, that surrounded the Sode Pnimis of Ruin. And then the Achsho Konerei, so in other words, Sode Eitzel Meitz Rabbeinu. So suppose, let's say, here is the Sode Chitzeyes, and here is the Sode Pnimis, and then here is the Sode Chitzeyes, and then another Sode, and that was Ruin Yesod. And then now Rabbine bought another Sode here. Rabbine had a Sode here, so Ruin bought here another Sode. This Sode here. So Rabbine wanted to be Misalakim, because this Sode borders upon Rabbine Sode, not upon Ruin Yesod. Still, Rav Safra said, "Chiyasi ayoshav atei lo niach meruni eliso yachshav bir leshnayim." But the shnayim will not be contiguous. There is the Sode of Rabbine that intervenes between this Sode of Ruin and that Sode of Ruin. So, from the point of view of Bar Metzre, who is the Bar Metzre? Rabbine is the Bar Metzre. Ruin is not the Bar Metzre. It's not like Tesis Pshat. Because if the pshat of the Limire had been the same pshat as Teis pshat, then Rashi shouldn't emphasize. So, Mikamod Rovim Yitzias Echot Merube Yitzias Shnayim Yitzorunya Mistaki. What difference does it make? He should say according to Teis, because Runi is also Bametzre, no. So according to the nearest pshat, so Runi is Alpidin not in Bametzre, and we understand why he is not in Bametzre. Bametzre means the one who borders upon the sun. So Rabbine borders upon the Sode. Ruinye does not border upon the Sode. There is the Sode of Rabbine that intervenes. So, from the point of view of Bametzre, Rabbine is the Bametzre, not Ruinye. But, in view of the fact, again, it's on the basis of the same principle, that in view of the fact that the whole schus of Bametzre emanates from the posik of Asisa Yoshavatei, so Mimele, in case where giving it to the Bar Metzre would constitute a hardship situation for the one who is not a Bar Metzre, who is not strictly a Bar Metzre, so Mimele, he doesn't have the source of Bar Metzre. So it's similar to Rashi's pshat. But in the Rashi's pshat, so we also apply, in other words, we make an exception to the schus of Bar Metzvah. In view of the fact that the schus of Bar Metzvah emanates from the posik of Vosis Ayosh Vatei, true, it's a schus. But it emanates from Vosis Ayosh Vatei, so it doesn't apply to a hardship situation. The hardship situation. So, but according to Rashi's pshat, the hardship situation consists of the fact that Runya was a poor man, whereas Rabbine was a rich man. According to the Nina pshat, the hardship situation is constituted by the fact that Runye, so in other words, true that he's not, Runye is not strictly Bar Metzre, but what is the reason as why the Torah recognizes Ischus of Bar Metzre? Because it makes it easier for him to handle two Sodeis. So from the same point of view, it will make it much easier for Runye to handle the two Sodeis, even though, strictly speaking, Runye is not a Bar Metzre. But the whole reason as to why Bar Metzre acquires this schus is because it makes it much easier for him to have all the Sodeis together. So here it will make it much easier, and it will reduce the expenses of Runye in running the two fields to a minimum, even though he's not a strict Bar Metzre. That is Rashi. Now, what is Tesis Pshat? Abol itzlo ol epiru shakrut esmak shametam v'im rachmim din v'im ikon v'asor rabinu nisruti mash mash toi rabinu v'oi mashayach kan hay maise im ishim daire v'rabinu v'runye v'isen am maise am kabu runye shasli v'rabinu ave v'anach v'yude nishmaitin v'isen am osom v'im itzale avoeya kidam binon maidara v'shar zim itzale v'im rab netam v'zobin ara amitzre v'rabinu hay na amitzare isom sode izdaak v'rabinu emar baruchas So on the surface it appears like doing the Rapshat, but as the Maram points out, it's an altogether different job. So now, how can we visualize it? In other words, Izobin Ara Mitra Rabina Haina Mitzaris and Sodi is the Akla Rabina Marva Buches. So then Rabina was a Matzren on all four sides and Runye not even alone. How does Rabbitan say that since Runye was Akla Rabina Marva Buches, so Mele Rabine was a matzren on three sides, and Runye was a matzren on one side. No, Rabine should be a matzren on all four sides, and Runye alone. So the Maram points out, I mean, it's a very simple thing. In other words, let's say, if this is Runye's field, this is Runye's field. Now, so this is Runye's field, and Rabine had a field here, a field here, a field here, a field here. But what Rabbi Tam says, originally, Runye's field extended from here to here, and this portion of the field belonged to somebody else, to another person. Originally, Runye's field extended from here to here, and this portion belonged to somebody else. Now, the Gemara here says, Runye akte rabine me'ar baruch eisam. So, that is after the Psag Din of Rav Safra. So the situation was changed. But originally, the situation was such that Rabine had a sode that surrounded Runye on this side, and he had a sode Rabine here that surrounded on this side, and he had a sode that's around it on this side, but on this side, the other person, let's say Rubin was his name. So the other person surrounded. So now, Gemara says, so Runye Zobin Are Amitzre Rabine. So Runye, he bought a field on the Mitzah of Rabine. So Rabine Nisruke, Mishum Dine Diva Metzre. In other words, this field, so Rabine wanted to be Misalek. He wanted to be Misalek because Rabine had this field. But this field belonged to somebody else. Originally, Rabine had all these fields. This field. But Runye had this field, and this portion belonged to somebody else. So then Runye decided to buy this portion from Ruben. So Rabine wanted to be misalikim. Why? Because he was surrounded on so many sides. You see, so Soba Shoyomats or Soba Rabin Sulu Shoyomats from Nihimun Slodi, this. On this side. And Runye was a matzron of this field, just from this side. So Rav Safra said, it doesn't make any difference. Because a matzron, whoever has a sode on the border of a respective field, is considered to have the schus of a metzre. And even though one is a matzron on three sides, and one is a matzron only on one side, so Rabine was a matzren. Rabine was a matzren here, and the matzren here, and the matzren here. Runye was just a matzren here. So he's still considered the same kind of matzren. So Hochename, my time dine ma metzre mishum shiyu kol sadei sof smuchim shiyichu lichol shom mibasachas ukachu matzren rochachas kmo yadom mibnuches. So according to Amitam Tzushah, so it's not on the basis of a hardship situation. According to Rashi's Pshatim, it's on the basis of a hardship situation. According to Amitam Tzushah, it's not on the basis of a hardship situation. Alright, Varav Rabba Brom Pirish, the Hach Arad, the Zobah Runya Amitzah Rabbina, and Amitzah is the Sonish, the Runya Orizman. כדאמרינו, רוניה שסו לרבינה הרי, בוא רק אומר לרסת רבינה, אבל פי שאין רוניה בגוף הקרק כלום, מכל מוקד, הוי שהוא אידון, הרי הוא מצון, כולם רואים שעבור לצלו, ניסני, עבור לצלו, ניסני דלת זוז על העיר, וכמכן צורך ליתן, לצלו אל אומן המעבד הזה. קייסר חוצר של נפל יחד בניסי ובניסי עד עמד עד so דלוח הייס לטיב לדור לחוצר once and then it fell down so when it has to be rebuilt one can pour the other and that is true even according to Rosh in the Gemara that there's a free Elohim has and the Chitze is good so the Gemara says Noful Shana so at that time we discuss Ratesha says Noful Shana because who you last is of a Hetzna so the Mele has a Kriya is certainly Shmeyaz and Rashi says Shalim Isratza Rishen so Isratza Rishen but whatever the reason is So in case of Nofal, then everyone agrees that has a creation. May not Hezek, so may be in the higher Eisel of Neise. Ada Abba Amei, so the higher Eisel of Neise, Ada Adams. Becheska Shenosa, Ad Shenubitishio, the Raya Shaloi Nosa. So suppose, Reuven rebuilt the wall that fell down, and then he claims reimbursement from Shimon, and Shimon says, I already reimbursed you, so the halacha is b'cheska shenosa. Why? After all, so b'cheska shenosa. Imo ma'aro'echot la'achet, shebonet, ani osisit mishali, shorivot zozer misayeni, ותהי בחוצי היציאה, וזהי בנוסעת החל כנר, עד שיובי, התווי העדים שטובי, ולא ינוסעו, תחיב יחי בו, ויסיים, ומשפצר לחי וגולו, לא יופי למשלם, אלו יציק אולו, בבס, אלו יציק בבס. So in other words, he wouldn't have spent all the money by himself, if the other fellow had not agreed to share in the expenses of rebuilding the wall. All right. Midal Adames of Nylon, Ein Mechai Nebis. So, Somach Leikis Lachaya, because, so we see from this Mishnah, that even though the original wall was much taller than Dalet Amos. So we could argue, just as we say Nofal Shani, according to Mando Amaru says, Hezek Shriya Loishmi, but Nofal Shani, why? Because Nofal Shani, so Rat Teisa says, because the Yohu Gilulas is Dovahetz. And Rashi says, Shari Nisratza Rishen. So one could argue, just as we say, Nofal Shani, according to Mandoma, that there's a Kriya Loishmehez. So if there's a Kriya, it's Loishmehez. So then, even up to the extent, even to the extent of the Adames, he has no inherent right to force the other fellow to share in the expenses of the war. But since they already built once a war, so he can force him to rebuild. So the same thing should be true. And over and above Dalet Amos, since true originally there is no schus of forcing each other to build a wall higher than Dalet Amos. But since they already agreed, so the Mele, he should have the right to force him to rebuild the same kind of wall that was originally built, so come Ashlona. So according to Tesis Pshat, we can understand this line. Because in the case of a wall that is just Dalet Ames tall, so even according to Mandoma, that Mechitza means good, that has a Kriya Loish Mezek, so there is no inherent originally. So neither Shoch has an inherent right to force the other fellow to join him in building a wall. But not for Ishane, because they already got accustomed to do very private tashmishi in the hotel. So maybe in such a case, so has a Kri Ishmei has a given according to the first question of the Gemara. So that's only Shayer to the extent of Dalet Ames. But over and above Dalet Ames, so even though they got accustomed to do very private tashmishi, but he cannot see if there is, oh, if there is a mechitza of Dalet Ames, so over and above the Dalet Ames, he cannot see. But according to Rashi, so according to Tesis, we understand as to why we do not apply the principle of Nachal Sha'ane over and above Dalet Ames, only to the extent of Dalet Ames. But according to Rashi, that the reason as to why we say Nachal Sha'ane, even according to Mandoma, that is a Kriya Loishmei, as according to Aaron. But Nofal is different. Why? Because Kvonis Ratzo Avisheini, so maybe the same story of Kvonis Ratzo Avisheini, we should apply to over and above Dalet Ames too, Nis Ratzo Avisheini. So originally, so they both agreed to build a Mechitza of six Ames, not of Dalet Ames. But the answer is, we have to understand what is the meaning of this Ratzo Avisheini. What is it? In other words, you keep him bound because he originally agreed, so because of that, so he is bound. Leilam Koed. So we explained at that time that this Rashi of Kvonis Ratzo Avisheini can be explained in accordance with the Shita of the Ro. That doesn't mean that Rashi has to agree with the Shita of the Ro. That doesn't mean that Rashi has to agree with the shita of the law, but we explain the shita of the law, that the raw shita is that the halacha of Hezek Kriya Shmei Hezek, so he can be forced to share in the expenses of the mechitza kimina damdine, is based upon the schus of Machachel. Now, even according to the first motion, that is a Kriya Loishma Hezek, but Misipes, he can force it. Now, what does Misipes mean? So, according to one Shite, Misipes means just cunning. But according to the other Shite, Misipes means also a Mechitze of Aponi, Kimina Kamdine, but with Chaleins. So that's much less if you can have many chalines in the world. So you don't have to spend so much money on stones. So, but it's even according to Mandoma has a kriya, according to Oruch, so even according to Mandoma has a kriya, Loish Behezek, he can still force the other fellow to share the expenses of in the chitz of Avonim except with chalines. What kind of ischus is that? It's a schus of Lies Makechelke. That's the whole schus of forcing the other to build Misipis of Makechelke. What does Makechelke mean? That each one's chelik should be distinguished as the private chelik of that shooting. There shouldn't be any interference by the other shooting. If you can trespass with impunity upon the chilik of the other shooter, so the mail is not like a chalke, even though you set up it as a siman. This is the boundary between Ruben's chilik and Shimon's chilik. So only if you set up a mechitza that will preclude the possibility of trespassing upon one another's lot with impunity. So the mail, if we say as it created, so the fact that one cheated will be able to trespass visually with impunity does not infringe upon the matter HaKoras Chelek. But if we say as a Kriya Shmei Hezek, so a visual trespass is also a trespass, like a trespass with one's feet. So the melee, as long as it's possible for one shooter to look, to gaze at the other one's tashmishim, so maybe that means that he's not a makir eschalke. He cannot be makir eschalke as long as there can be a visual trespass. So it's aloche of makir eschalke. So maybe according to Mandoma, that has a clear lush mezik, so at the very outset, one can be matcher as halkei, even if it's possible for one shooter to look at the tashmishim of the other shooter. Mashiach in the case of Nofal, so from Israzo, Vishemi, and the Korit Rashi, we pointed out at the time, that even if the Vishemim were other people, let's say, the original owners were Reuben and Shimon, and now the owners are Levi and Yehuda. He doesn't say von Israzo, hey, Rashi uses Roshi von Israzo or Vishemi. So even in such a case, we say Nochal Shane, according to Rashi. Why? Because since the original owners decided to build the Mechitze, why? In order that there should be a full Hakoras Helkei, that one should be able to be separated from the other slot, even in the visual sense. So the Mele, it becomes a vested right of Hakoras Helkei. So that's why we say Nofel Shana. So that's only Shayer to the extent of Dalet Amos. So the Mele, there is a diminution in the Hakoras Helkei, if it's possible for one shooter to look normally at the tashmish of the other shooter. But over in the book of Dalet Amos, so he'll only be able to look if he jumps. So that will not be considered as an interference and as a diminution in the Hakorah, in the enjoyment of the private lot of each one shooter. Alright. But some of the people, suppose Reuben built a mechitze of Dalet of Chesamas, and then Shimon built another wall. In other words, he indicated that he intends to take advantage of the wall that Reuben built, even though he still did not utilize it. But we see that he is happy with the wall that Reuben built, because he indicated his intention of putting a tikkun. So then she can be forced to reimburse him for the expenses involved in the mechitze over in the border of Adam. Now, but in regard to the mechitze over in the border of Adam, if Reuven claims it from Shimon, Shimon should reimburse him, and Shimon said, I already reimbursed you. So then the halach is that mecheska shall inosa, achi yoberaya shenosa. Now this din in the Mishnah is expressive of a very big finish, because the general rule is that the Kippah Hakel is never. The Kippah Hakel is potter. So here, Reuben built a wall that is Chesames, top, not just Dalet Amos. And then Shimon was saying like Yisrach, and then Reuben claims reimbursement from Shimon, and Shimon says, I already paid you. So the halacha is that Shimon is not Nemo, and that Reuben can collect. But Shimon is a Kippah Hakel. He says, for IP. So he should be Nemo. So there is a big finish, because here there is a movement that that Shimon wouldn't, because after all, this is over and above the Daladam is, so he cannot be forced to reimburse him. A person doesn't like to reimburse the other fellow if he cannot be forced to do it. But here there is a special circumstance. It's the same about Yitzlach. So this is a deed that no one knows, only those who are Lomdi, so they know this deed of Sabla Kislacha. But the average person doesn't know of this halacha. The average person knows of the halacha that up to the extent of the Aladames, so one should have to enforce the other. Because that halacha is well known, but this halacha of Sabla Kislacha here, this is not well known. So the main sense is not well known, so there is a presumption. There is a presumption that he wouldn't do it until he calls him to Bezin. Now, so that means, suppose Shimon happens to be a very big one. He's Boki in Bolobasta. So will the deen be different? If Shimon is known to be Boki in Bolobasta, will the deen? No, the answer is, since the average person doesn't know this deen, so even the one who knows is not zovis to pay it. That's human nature. So there is chazoke that he's not going to pay, to reimburse it at the first claim until what he's going to do it only after he'll be called to best. So Mele, now he says, I paid you even before you called me to best. So he's not nemo. So it's chazoke that it's not true. That's a big finish. שאין משפט זה גול רחוב ועד שיחייבו בזדן אין לו אוסוי אין לו אוסוי ודאי נפתורי אם שימן happens to be בוקי ובאס and he knows the הלוכה so why is it also within why is it also within after all he knows that when he'll call to Bezden Bezden will tell him that he has to pay just as he knows Bolobas so Bezden also knows Bolobas the answer is since it is something that not everybody knows, so Shimon thinks that he'll be able to reach a settlement with Reuven, because Shimon knows that he knows the deed, but he might think that Reuven himself is not convinced of his rights. So Memele, he is not ready to agree to pay until he's called the best, because he probably hopes that on account of the fact that this deen is not well known, that only a few know this aloche of somach l'keis l'ache, so Mele he'll be able to reach a settlement with him, and then he won't be able to demand full reimbursement because there would be already mechile from him. Alright. Now the thesis. Me'ava amis ulmailo imechayuiz. Bicheskas Shalunos. Aire. So Ma'aba Amasle Mailo, we say, is Bicheskas Shalunos. So Tesis was bothered, as the Ramaram explains it. I mean, that's the plain Pshamas. So Tesis was bothered by an obvious kash against the Mishnah. It all would be well if it had been established that Reuven built it by himself, that they didn't build it together, and now Reuven is demanding reimbursement. So the question is, did he pay or he didn't? But that is only shayach if it is established that Reuven built it by himself, not that they both together built it. So then